Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, May 27th, 2025, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 100, the first paragraph. Both you and the new man must walk day by day through one paragraph ending, no matter what your present circumstances. And we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Cheryl S., 12 Traditions, Mary P. Readers of the text, Alex K., Chanel T., and Dana P. The reference number for Monday, May 26, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,466. That's 22466. And for this morning, Tuesday, May 27th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 22,468. That's 22468. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Hillary B., and Robin P. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Cheryl S. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, this is Cheryl S. in Nevada. Gratefully recovered. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Excuse me. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass.
Thank you so much, Cheryl S. I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the OA 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 100, that first paragraph. Both you and the new man must walk day by day through one paragraph ending, no matter what your present circumstances. And we'll be commenting on this one paragraph. And I'd now like to ask Alex K. to please read and then share with us. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Dawn. Thank you for your service and thanks, everyone, for being here. I'm Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, giving a reprieve for today. Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power, and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. Okay, so walk in a day by day in a spiritual path of spiritual progress means making my program a priority, fitting everything else around it rather than fitting it into the rest of my life, developing a relationship with my higher power, nurturing it with regular attention and intention, and that needs to be the most important thing in my life without exception. My higher power is my ultimate source of love, serenity, security, and guidance. And there are two big promises in this paragraph. The Big Book is full of promises. Besides the familiar ninth step promises and tenth step promises, there are many other promises throughout the book, and a lot of them are conditional promises, which means that I need to do something first before I receive the promised outcome. And once I do that, I'm guaranteed the promise. I need to do my part, my footwork, and be an active participant in my recovery to receive the promises. The first one says, if you persist, remarkable things will happen. If I persist, if I continue on this spiritual path, I will see amazing transformations in my life. And I have. What I thought was impossible has happened. Abstinence, peace with food, no interest in my binge foods. I couldn't live without a close connection with my loving, compassionate higher power, despite my resistance in the beginning. These are big miracles, and then I see little mini miracles all the time, like being able to speak up for myself and set boundaries and not be a people pleaser, having equanimity and not being knocked over by challenges that in the past felt like the end of the world. And then the second promise is, follow the dictates of a higher power and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world. And that means if I rely on my higher power and follow my higher power's guidance, I will live in a new and wonderful world. And that too has happened. Of course, my life isn't perfect, but it's so much better than it used to be. And despite problems and challenges, it's all okay. I'll be happy, joyous, and free, and peaceful because I have the support and tools I need and my higher power. I can look at things as growth experiences and part of my spiritual progress, growing closer to my higher power. And then it says, no matter what your present circumstances, you can receive this promise. So if I follow my higher power, even if I feel totally hopeless and I'm struggling and I don't believe I'll ever get better, there's always hope and help and healing available for me. The impossible becomes possible. I didn't believe in miracles before this program, but I assure you now because I'm experiencing them. The age of miracles is here. I'm so grateful. Thanks, everyone. I pass. Back to you, Dawn.
You're muted.
Can't hear you, Dawn.
Oh, sorry about that. Thank you so much, Alex K. What a beautiful way to get us started. And I'll now take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Michelle C.
Roz G.
Janet B.
Okay, I have Roz G. I have Janet B. Who else?
Bruce E.
Bruce E.
Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie M.
Vanessa G.
Vanessa G. Well, that's a beautiful lineup. I have Michelle C., Roz G., Janet B., Bruce E., Joan Marie M., and Vanessa G. Michelle C., your 3 minutes starts now. Please share with us.
Hi, good morning. This is Michelle C. in California. This paragraph, wow, is just exactly what I needed to read and hear this morning. Thank you so much for pointing out that there's really two promises in this paragraph about following the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. And then also following the dictates of a higher power, you will live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. And as I've been in OA, as I've been working the steps, I have learned this path of spiritual progress, and I didn't realize that's what I was looking for all this time. I was able to find it in food and other things for many, many years until it stopped working for me. And what I have been looking for is a spiritual program and to follow and have a close relationship with God. I am so grateful for all the people in OA that have showed me and modeled for me how to do that. It really wasn't something that came naturally to me. I learned how to pray as a child, but learning to turn over my directions throughout the day through God has been really when I do it, those days are remarkable, or those moments are remarkable, when it gives me the strength, patience, calm, sanity that I've been looking for. So just so grateful for this program. I'm so grateful for that we, in OA Vision, go through one paragraph at a time, because it really is life-changing. So thank you so much, and I pass. Michelle C. in California.
Thank you so much, Michelle C. Roz G., it's your turn to share, followed by Janet B.
Okay, thank you so much for your service. Thank you, OA. And I am Roz G. I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California, which is in the county of Los Angeles. And this paragraph, page 100, first paragraph, is my favorite paragraph in the big book. And I love the big book. I love every sentence. But this is the one. Because when I came into OA, I was hopeless. I was hopeless in my marriage, was dying, broke, and overweight. And a mother of three kids. I came in 2002. My son was born in 97, so he was like three or four or five, I don't know, the math, whatever, young kid. My kids have grown up with me in Overeaters Anonymous through a divorce, through being homeless and living with a friend who gave us some rooms, a friend from Al-Anon who gave us some rooms to live in. She took me, three kids, and a dog in for a month, found another home, all this through being in Overeaters Anonymous, all the relapses, all the jobs, all the school I've been to. I've gotten a bachelor's, a master's, and a doctorate through all of this pain and suffering and joy. And I would have never planned any of it. But I'm being guided by the Spirit. I have never left Overeaters Anonymous, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I've never left. And through the thick and the thin, the hills and the valleys, the good and the bad, I have stayed here. And my life is beautiful. And as the person said in the first share, it's not perfect. But, you know, I've traveled around the world. And this year is going to be a big travel year for me. I'm going to Scottsdale retreat. I'm going to sign up for Vision for You and Greece and the Grecian islands with my church. I'm paying cash for all this because I have a discipline that God has given me through sponsorship and submitting to God's will. And every day I send my On Awakenings, I send them out. And every night I send my 11th step. So I don't do this in my own power. I do it in the power of God that I've gotten through these 12 steps. And I have a life outside of program that's wonderful and remarkable. And I still have dreams and hopes, but I know what this promise says. So I'm going to go ahead and pass because time's probably up. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Roz G. from California. Janet B., it's your turn to share, followed by Bruce E.
Hi, good morning. This is Janet B., recovered compulsive eater in North Carolina. So look at that word, follow the dictates of a higher power. Well, I was a member of two clubs, the No One's Going to Tell Me What to Do club and the God's Got a Baseball Bat club, which meant God's got a baseball bat and he had this big book where he was writing my good deeds on one side of the page and my bad deeds on the other side of the page. And if when I died, the bad deeds outweighed the good, which they surely did, then 5 seconds after I died, he was going to club me with that baseball bat. I didn't want anyone to tell me what to do, and I didn't think that God was very nice. But look at what this paragraph tells us. It says follow the dictates of a higher power. Follow what God wants. Well, what does God want from me, right? I have to know that. If God wanted me to, like, live in eternal Disneyland and that was his dictate, that wouldn't be so bad. And page 49 tells me what his dictate is, what his will for me. It says, we're supposed to regard ourselves as intelligent agents, spearheads of God's ever-advancing creation. That means I'm supposed to be an intelligent agent for God, who's ever-advancing his creation. What does that mean? I personally believe that God is launching search and rescue missions for addicts, for compulsive eaters like me, and he wants me to help him. Well, if that's his dictate for me, that's his will for me, like, bring it on. How could it get any better? And then to think of the baseball bat God, but look what it says. When we put ourselves in God's hands, our lives were better than anything we could have planned. So that means if I took a piece of paper and write down everything I wanted, which at the beginning it was just, God, remove the food obsession. God, make me stop binging. And then let's say I'd add, make this boy like me. And now that I'm a mom, it might be, make my kids happy, healthy, marry good people, give me wonderful, perfectly healthy, happy grandchildren, give me a great sense of purpose, everything I could write down. Well, this tells me, Janet, you may as well rip up that piece of paper because that's limited by your imagination, and God's imagination is so much bigger and better for you. Really, all I wanted when I came around is to stop binging. And God has proven to me that when I put myself in his hands, and all that means is just day by day doing what I think he would want me to and trusting him with the outcome, he's going to give me a life better than anything I could have planned. And that is really the truth. I'm no longer a member of the God's got a baseball bat waiting to bop me. I'm a member of the God loves me, and as long as I try to connect with him and help others, my life will be better than anything I could have planned. And I don't care if he dictates to me, because when I dictated to myself, all I got was my head in the toilet throwing up and binging. When he dictates to me, I have a great life. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janet B. from North Carolina. Bruce E., it's your turn to share, followed by Joan Marie M.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for this forum here. Thank you for everybody that's on the call. Thank you, God, that I'm sober and abstinent today. This is Bruce. I'm in Sanibel, Florida. And, yeah, looking back, I'll tell you, you know, this brings back memories here, this paragraph. And I get a kick out of this here. It says that things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. So I get out of high school. I'm 18, 19. I go out and start going out on my own. Didn't have a job. Went homeless. And tramped around the country for a couple years, you know, and homeless the whole time. So I don't know. I guess I sure didn't enjoy it, that's for sure. And then I ended up in college and, you know, got myself in some binds and ended up sleeping on people's couches and stuff. And then I get married, and first marriage crashed and burned. The second marriage, we fell on some hard times, and I thought we were going to be homeless. And now at this point, we have three kids. So, man, much better than anything we could have planned. You know, my life came out so much better than anything I could have planned. And, you know, when I was face down in that food, man, you know, I couldn't have planned anything. You know, I mean, I just planned that I could be from one meal to the next, you know. And being recovered is awesome. So God came through for me. And it wasn't anything I did, really. It was just that I tried to stay, like, walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress, which I'm trying to do now. Even though lots of stuff comes up that interferes with that, I'm trying to walk in spiritual progress. And I'm persisting. It says here, so you persist, remarkable things will happen. Well, I've been persisting, and I see remarkable things happen way beyond what I would planned, you know, way beyond what I would have thought. You know, I would have thought a 5-year-old car would be, you know, what I would have planned. And, you know, God's got so much more than that. And it's better presently live in new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. And man, I went through some difficult circumstances. And even in those difficult circumstances, like when I was married and we thought we were going to go homeless, man, God brought us out of that. My wife ends up telling me 5 years later, that she had been paying every month on the house and paying extra principal on the house, and I didn't even know it, and pretty soon the house was. So I thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce E. from Florida. Joan Marie M., your 3 minutes starts now, followed by Vanessa G.
Good morning, Dawn. How are you? And wonderful, wonderful shares. This is Joan Marie M., recovered in Nevada by the grace and power of God. I take no credit for it at all. His power working in me and through me. Wow. I love the share so far. Wonderful insights. And the first person that shared about the two promises there, you know, the book is full of promises. And my life before was so unmanageable, and there was a lot of misinformation about my childhood God, and I found a Heavenly Father who loves me no matter what and is rooting me on, not with the baseball bat. Yeah, that's what it was before. But I wanted to talk about the spiritual progress. It is progress. It is spiritual. The whole book is spiritual. The whole program is spiritual. May you find him now. Half measures avail us nothing. So, on a face-to-face meeting, someone kind of irked me, not kind of, did, and I made it said. I said something, and in my nightly review, do you owe an apology? Yes. So I called, but didn't get a call back, and I didn't want to leave it on. I wanted to speak to her. So last night I went to a meeting purposely because she would be there. And I did my apology because that brings me peace of mind. That brings me something beyond my wildest dreams, that peace and serenity of mind, that well-being no matter what. When I face and when I follow my God's way of life, it is miraculous, beautiful, freeing. I don't have the compulsion and the obsession any longer, because if I had to let that go, it would have come back, and I don't want ever to go backwards. Thank you guys all for being here for me, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Vanessa G., please share with us, and then I'll be taking some more names after Vanessa shares. Just a quick reminder, we're talking about page 100, that first paragraph, both you and the new man must walk day by day through one paragraph ending, no matter what your present circumstances. So please share with us, Vanessa.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Vanessa G., compulsive overeater recovered in New Mexico. Thank you so much, everyone, for being on this line. Thank you for the shares so far. But most of all, thank you for walking this path of spiritual progress with me. You saved my life, and hopefully I will be a part of saving yours through God's love, through God's infinite love, through God's all-encompassing infinite love. You know, I think that's the new and wonderful world that I live in now, knowing that I have a higher power that has my back, that whose care and protection and love is there no matter what. And one of my most wonderful and new ways of looking at the world is with people in this program, people that have helped me along my spiritual path, and those that hopefully I am helping along their spiritual path. And soon we're just walking the same path together, seeking seeking the dictates of a higher power, putting ourselves in God's hands. I know sometimes we get into an argument about, I don't know if it's an argument, but a discussion about whether, you know, depending on people in this program is keeping us from really a higher dependence on God. But it isn't. No matter what, you know, God's love flows through us and from us to those around us. And the spiritual awakenings that I have had as a result of, you know, praying with others in this program, sponsoring people in this program, and learning from other people in this program brings me closer and closer to God. Infinite love, all-encompassing love. Let it flow through us and from us to those around us. And thank you for letting me share, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico. All right, well, I'm going to take a list of names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Chanel
Liz A.
Chanel T. and Liz A.
Polly Q.
Polly Q.
Jan C. from Denver.
Jan C. and Larry G. And I'll take one more name.
Robin
McCall
P.
S.
Robin P. and, if time, McCall F. All right. Chanel T., please go ahead and get us started, followed by Liz A.
Thank you, Dawn, as always, for your service. I'm Chanel T. in Washington State, grateful and recovered today by the grace of my higher power, I choose to call God. That took up my 3 minutes, didn't it? Just joking. Must walk day by day with the new man. Must. And then all these beautiful promises. And there are several in this chapter, actually, come true. There are several. There are many. Throughout the book, this big book that I love so much. And I have to tell you, when I first came back in, I wasn't really on my knees. I was on my face. I was so defeated by this disease. I couldn't grasp any of these promises. I was like, that's nice. Great. Okay. Wonderful. I just held tightly onto the 10-step promises about neutrality. I'm like, if there's any way that can happen, because I didn't believe there was. I believed and still believe in an all-powerful God, and yet for some reason I didn't believe. I knew God could restore me to sanity, but I didn't believe God would. That was where I guess I was still terminally unique, and that's a share for another time about how my sponsor, how God used my sponsor to say just the right thing to me about acting as if God would and working program as if my life depends on it, which I believe it does. I believe it's life or death for me. So I must work this program every day like it is. Even when my depression kicks up really bad, even when life kicks me in the teeth, even when things are super easy and I want to be complacent, things are great. I'm coasting along. I don't coast along. I have a disease that will kill me. It wants to. It will if it's not treated. And this is the treatment right here in this program, working the steps. If I'm walking day by day, I'm working the steps every day. And then look at the amazing things that happen. I'm not called by those foods and behaviors today. Just that is miraculous. There's so many other miracles. I was absolutely petrified to sponsor someone. Like, you want me to what? Are you kidding me? I still can't quote the big book all that well in most places, even though I'm in it all the time. But when I get to be with someone in that unique relationship of sponsoring, it blows me away. What happens for me and also what happens for them, not because of me, because of this book and because of their higher power. It's just an incredible thing. It's amazing. And no matter what else happens in my life, this is beautiful. And I'm grateful today. And with that, I pass. Dawn, you're muted. Dawn, are you with us? Okay, I think she may have gotten disconnected, so I believe it's Liz A. next. Go ahead, yes. Liz.
Good morning, everyone. Liz A. recovered in California. I guess, you know, for me, the first thing to note was that this was, this paragraph is in the chapter, working with others, and you know, the promise of immunity from this disease, from the obsession, it comes only once I've worked the steps and working with others. I just didn't get that for so long. You know, I thought, oh, I'll just, you know, sponsor people that are maintaining and they can call me once a week. No, intense work with other alcoholics. Also, you know, when it said, when we look back, it's amazing because when I look back in my life, even before OA and in OA, I know that I felt God's love and mercy throughout my life. And the times when I was miserable and I thought God wasn't there was because I wasn't doing God's will. I was following my will. My arrogant, my self-seeking, that was all my will. God's mercy couldn't reach me. And it was only, God, I love when someone quoted that we have to be intelligent agents of God's creation and what that meant. That was fabulous. Absolutely. When I do God's will and help him in his search and rescue missions, that's unbelievable. I love that, and I believe in that, and after many relapses, I think I'm finally in this forever, one day at a time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Liz A., and I apologize for getting, for going silent there. Pauly Q., it's your turn to share, followed by Jan C.
Thank you, moderator. May I be heard? Can you hear me?
Yep, you can be heard.
Thanks. I love this paragraph. This Pauly Q in Northern California recovered. The reason I love it is because, well, I mean, there's so many reasons, but both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. Notice. Not just that new man, but I have to, right? You know, I have to walk in spiritual progress. And that, as I've been in two different programs for a long time, worked with steps many times, that is always the case. There is no one and done. I work the steps and now I'm stay abstinent and now everything's going to be okay. It just doesn't work like that in my experience, certainly not with abstaining from food, from compulsive eating from food. Anyway, if you persist, remarkable things will happen. Persist is the key word in that sentence. I don't get to stop searching out God's will for me. It doesn't work like that. And I'm so glad because otherwise it would be stagnant, wouldn't it? And I'd rest on my laurels. I'm just another bozo on the bus. I'd start eating. When we look back, we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. And that's the thing. I'm a planner. I'll plan myself right into the hole. Follow the dictates of a higher power. It's so written in for me. It's still written for me. No matter how many years I'm abstinent, no matter how many years in the program, because so how do I do that? I seek out this spiritual solution. I don't wait for it to come to me. I seek it out. And I will presently, right now, today, live in a new and wonderful world. Or not. Am I seeking? No matter what your presence is. That speaks to me. It doesn't matter. Okay, if I'm having a bad day, it's all right. Am I seeking out my higher power's will for me? Am I seeking out my higher power? Because I can't seek it out for somebody else, and nobody can seek it out for me. And that is the miracle today. And it is always, always about gets down to one thing. Am I forgiving myself? And am I forgiving others? And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Polly Q. And did you want to let us know where you're calling from?
I'm sorry, what did you ask?
Where are you calling from?
Northern California.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, Polly Q from Northern California. Jan C., it's your turn to share, followed by Larry G.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jan C. from Denver, Colorado, formerly of Casa Grande, Arizona, for years and years. And boy, I'm so grateful to be on this meeting this morning. I just don't feel like I have anything profound to share that so many of you have had, but I'm going to tell you my own truth. My own truth is that I truly am a compulsive overeater, and I nearly died from this disease in March of 01 and came back very faithfully to program. And then, you know, I still had slips along the way and was in program a lot and then not. And I'm just so grateful that I did Steps the Big Book Ways in July of 23, because that brings me to this paragraph. And it talks about spiritual progress. It doesn't say spiritual perfection, you guys. I just keep trudging along this road with you and calling you and sharing things with you. And so the miracles are happening. And one of the big things that I do is use that pause, which is pause action or postpone action until serenity enters. That's not my thought. Somebody said that on a meeting one day, and I grabbed a hold of it, and I love it. Postpone action until serenity enters. That means I need to pray. So when I'm sponsoring, I pray before each call and ask God to give me his ears and his words and the wisdom to hear and say what he wants me to say. Because I don't know. Every single day, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. And then it also talks about we must walk, the new man in us must walk each day. And does that mean together? I think it does, because we are a fellowship and we can offer to others things that have worked for us. And one of the other things I just want to share is I use a God box all the time, because I have lots of concerns and things that come up and I don't know what to do and I obsess about them. So I put them in my God box, and I write something like this. And I'm a strong Christian. I write, "Dear," I'm not telling you to do this, but I write the date, "Dear Jesus, please help me to know what to do about this family trauma we're in right now. You know the details. I put a heart and sign my name, Jan." And that's what I do. I have tons of notes in there. I never look back at them, but I'm here to tell you God has worked so many miracles on all those things. And what I just shared with you about the family trauma is a real thing going on in my family right now. And I don't know what to do, so I need to pause and pray. And miracles keep happening. I'm just so grateful. And I have neutrality toward food. I had never thought that. So thanks so much for letting me share, everybody. Have a wonderful day, abstinent day.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jan C. from Colorado. Larry G., it's your turn to share, followed by Robin P. Star 1, Larry. Okay. Maybe Larry had to step away. Robin P., are you available to share?
Thank you, John, for a reminder of star unmute.
Oh, very good. Go ahead, Larry.
Star one unmute. Yeah, Larry G. here from Northern California. Good to be on this call this morning. Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. When I listened to this before I surrendered in May 18, 2020, when I had an absolute surrender to the doctor's opinion that I had abnormal mind and allergy to the body, I used to laugh at that. It sounded like a fairy tale. It's like I could just see myself with my prospect in hand, and we're skipping down the happy road of destiny together, singing some kind of AA song. And it was a joke to me because I wasn't there. And in the end, I was in hell. I was not in a fairy tale anymore. I was in a horror movie. And when you hear the folks on this call who before me, they're the real deal. They're telling the truth. You can believe them. But in order for it to happen to you, it's got to happen to all of us if we have to face the two things I think that terrify a compulsive eater like myself the most. One, I know that I'm going to have to let go of that food, that one food that I swore to God that I would never ever let go of. I'd never stop eating again. That would be the one food, that alcoholic beverage, the alcoholic food that I have to let go of. And it terrifies me. It terrifies all of us. And in order for this promise to happen, the second thing I had to do was to go through a period of detox. Because my brain was so fogged up. I was talking to a man's program about the wet brain. I started to develop a wet brain around food. No kidding. It's taking me now. It used to take me 8 hours to recover. It's now taking 72 hours. So I had this wet brain that was trying to imagine what it would be like to walk hand in hand with a prospect towards the road of happy on the road of happy destiny. I couldn't even imagine it. It was something I couldn't even fathom together until I was willing to let go of that food. I spent, I don't know how long it's going to take you, how long it took some of the people on this call. It took me 2 months. There was some nights I wake up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I was jonesing so bad for that complex carb, processed carbs. I thought it was going on my mind. Well, I was going on my mind. My old mind was being ripped away. My old life was being ripped away, and it was painful. But what came out of that today, hooking up with a vision sponsor and going through the big book, studying with you, sponsoring today, I am walking hand in hand with men, the prospects I have.
Time.
We call sponsees together, and it's just a joyous way to live and my favorite part of the day. And with that, I pass back to you, Dawn.
Oh, thank you so much, Larry G. from California. And Robin P. and McCall S., please come back tomorrow. We would so value hearing your shares. But we're now going to close, because we're out of time, with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Chanel T. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, thank you. I'm Chanel T. in Washington State, still grateful and recovered by the grace of God. 164, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.